Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry. And today, as always, when we come online, we declare that you are listening to the Apostolic Voice. Today, I want to take the time to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. And that is something that God has blessed us and given us a vision for that we have been trying to push and talk about for the past 3 years now. And that is an institution called the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. We are a unique institution. I believe that we have been called to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. A lot of people don't understand what the Congress is all about. They don't understand why are we here? Why do we exist? What is so important? Why is there a Congress? And today I want to talk about that. I want to deal with that. Why is there such a thing as the Congress of Apostles and Bishops? I think it's needful that we talk about this because we need to shed some light on this institution, this great institution that God has given us in this day and in this hour. So join me for a few moments as I go over with you some things that are part of the vision of the Congress, some things that are in our five-year plan, things that we have planned for this year's Congress. Just want to talk to you about all of that. And hopefully this program will inspire you if you have not already done so, to become a part of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops, to be a part of this, to serve in it, to come grow with us, learn with us, to come do the work of the ministry with us, because COAB is not a Henry institution. COAB is more than Bishop Thomas Frank Henry Jr. COAB is more than me. I lead COAB, but COAB is more than me. So then, let's talk. Let's really look at this, what this institution is. COAB, what is COAB? COAB is an acronym that stands for Congress of Apostles and Bishops. The name itself tells about who we are and what we are and what we are called to do. We believe that we have been called to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We believe that the kingdom of heaven has suffered attacks from various people and organizations and things, and that it was time for something like us in response to the prayers of all of the people, the prayers, the talks, the conversation of various peoples about what can be done to solve the problem in the episcopacy, what can be done to solve the problem in the bishopric, what can be done to deal with all of the drama, people running after validity but do not understand where true validity lies. So we, through the Holy Spirit, birthed an organization by the name of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. This particular organization brings together mainly two types of individuals. Congress, because we are synod. We are an assembly of bishops and apostles. It's called apostles and bishops because we bring together two types of episcopates, two types. Notice I said two types, not one type, but two types of episcopate, the apostle and the bishop. Because the bishop gets their authority originally from the apostles and all that. So we get our, we call this thing the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. I see, put my eyes on for a minute here. I see that, yeah, I'm right. Apostle Green has joined us this morning, this afternoon rather. You greet everybody, Apostle.
Blessings and peace, all. How are you?
Amen. So when you ask, what are we? We are COAB. We are literally the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. This does not mean that only apostles and bishops can be a part of us. But what this does mean is that we are, our main synod body consists of apostles and bishops. We do have what we call secondary membership, which is members from the various communions through their leaders, through their bishops, and through their primate, can also affiliate and be a part of COAB through their particular bishop or primate. They become what we call secondary members, but the primary members, the voting members of the synod, are apostles and bishops. That's what we are. We're synod. We're Congress. That's why we use the word Congress, because we are a synod. We are conciliar. And that's important, because anybody that knows me knows I believe in a conciliar church. So we are the Congress of Apostles, COAB. Co is a unique word, and I say this, and I think Apostle may want to say something. Co is a unique word because it's the word with. Ab, A-V, is short for Abba. So co-Abba, with the Father, part of the creed, part of the Nicene Creed. We work with the Father, with God, to accomplish his divine plan in the earth. This is not about, that means that COAB is not about Henry or any other person. It is about Jesus Christ and him crucified. For as the hymn writer said, on Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. COAB depends upon Christ. It is about Christ. It is about doing the work of Christ. We haven't even got to the nitty-gritty yet, but just basically when you ask what is COAB, COAB is just that, a Congress, a synod of apostles and bishops working together to accomplish the plan of the Father in this earth. Green, you got something you want to add to that?
I can say boldly, plainly, and bluntly, for those who would ask, what is COAB? To put it plainly, COAB is the answer to what you have complained about. COAB is the answer to what you have prayed for. Many times I have talked to my brethren in the episcopacy, in the apostolate. They say, well, what are we going to do about this? So, exactly as you said. Just as you said before, what are we going to do about this? We need a voice to step up and speak. And when it's time to actually speak, everybody has their hands in the air like they're helpless. Not everybody, but far too many, because they lack unity. Well, COAB puts unity in their face. With COAB, it's unity or no COAB. It's either we move in unity or we don't move. And that's it. That is basically it.
So why does it exist? It exists because it is a response. It is a divine response to prayers, to talks, to conversation, to dialogue about what to do about all the drama in the bishopric and the apostleship. It exists because we do what Isaiah says. We bring apostles and bishops together, and we bring them together so that they may reason together. How do we do that? We do that through teaching, through through dialogue and through a synod. This year we will actually have, we'd have really had a real synod meeting. This year we will have a meeting. And even though all delegates are welcome to attend, but not all will have voice in it, because you have to be a member of COAB to have voice in it. And so it's going to be a synod meeting. This meeting will be a meeting to discuss not just COAB stuff, but it will be a meeting to discuss issues as it relates to the world. Because what good is that of Congress or synod or college of bishops to come together and they don't speak truth to the world? They don't issue any pastoral statements to the world. It's a shame that most of us talk bad about the Roman Catholics. We talk bad about the Orthodox. But at least when they gather together in synod, and when they gather together in synods, and when they gather together in congresses, when they gather together in their conferences, they issue pastoral statements, teaching statements to the world. They make their mark on society. But yet we who claim to be spirit-filled, we who claim to have the truth, do no such thing. How can we even call ourselves bishops and call ourselves apostles and we do not speak pastorally to the world? Pastorally. We don't issue statements. It's one thing for bishops individually to issue pastoral statements. That's a good thing. But then bishops collectively representing the body of Christ, that one holy Catholic and apostolic church, those bishops come together and say, we speak not only individually, but we speak collectively as the body of Christ. And that's what COAB is about. It's not about my communion or anybody else's communion. It is about coming together, speaking collectively to the world. Because the only way to change, then deal with the issue that exists, is for the church to come together. I did not say that we have to lose our separate identities, because I do believe in diversity, unity in diversity, because the Bible says in Paul's word that the body is a, we are a body, we are one body, we are many members, and each member have a different function, but we all still can be one body. The problem is that nobody wants to come together because everybody wants to be the chief and nobody wants to be the Indians. And so you can have a group like what we have, and not worry about who's this and who's that, because when we come together, even though we may have one that may be first among equals and chairs the idea, but everybody speaks. Everybody is heard. Everybody is can get a chance to discuss when we talk. And we exist to bring order. We exist to bring unity. That's why COAB in its very existence is ecumenical. Ecumenical. Just like the ecumenical councils, we are ecumenical in nature. We don't just reach out to Pentecostals, but we reach out to the Orthodox. We reach out to the old Catholics. We reach out to these various other churches. Because why? In order to get rid of schism, you got to be proactive, not reactive, but proactive. And you got to reach out not only to your own camp. Good God from Zion, I felt something in that. You can't just reach out to your own camp. You've got to reach outside of your camp. And so that's what we have done. We said if we're going to talk about Orthodoxy, we're going to talk about Catholicism, then it's not enough for us to talk about it without engaging the very people that we're talking about. How can we discuss their garment, discuss their theology, and we don't deal with them, we don't dialogue with them? Because what happens, we discuss it then, and we become biased and subjective so that we can maintain our control over the people of God. But we don't do that at COAB. We dialogue, we discuss, and we not only discuss among ourselves, but we discuss with the very people we claim we have succession from. So why do we exist? We exist to bring people together. We exist to be an ecumenical voice. We exist to be a pastoral voice. We exist to be the medicine. Good God from Zion. We exist to be the medicine to what? To the problem that is in the episcopacy and the apostleship at this moment. We are, and I don't mean to say that to be facetious, but I believe we are one of the solutions that God has placed in the earth today to bring change to what's going on in the church today in the body of Christ. You got something you want to add to that? Hello? I guess he got us on mute.
I'm sorry. There was nothing that was perfectly stated.
Is COAB a carbon copy of other colleges? That's an emphatic no. We are not a carbon copy of any other college of bishops out there. Matter of fact, to keep us from being thought of such, we on purpose have the word used to title Congress of Apostles and Bishops. We don't call ourselves college, the college, Joint College of Apostles and Bishops, the College of Apostles and Bishops. We call ourselves the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. Because we are not a carbon copy. We are, like the Bible says, we are uniquely and wonderfully made. We don't do anything just like any other colleges out there. We have our own unique program. We give everybody something to go home in their hand that they don't have to pay additional money for besides what they paid when they came to the Congress. We don't charge you for the syllabus that we give you. Your syllabus is included in your registration cost. You get a syllabus that discusses everything that we talk about. Everything. Not just what we talk about, because you can't cover everything in an hour and 30 minutes, so we have even more information than what we talk about in the syllabus. And you can take it home with you. It is yours to keep. It is yours to use and in your communions, in your churches, in your local churches, in your parishes. It is for you to use, you to put to use in your ministry. That's one thing that makes us different. Another thing that makes us different, we're not trying to be Anglican. We're not trying to be Anglican. We're not trying to be Roman Catholic. We're not even trying to be Orthodox. That's one reason why we use the Jerusalem cross, because we are trying to focus on the undivided church, not the divided church, but the undivided church. And what better thing to do than to look back at the mothers of all ecumenical councils, the prototype for other ecumenical councils, which is the Acts 15 Jerusalem Council. And in that spirit, we come together as apostles. The word elders, that don't mean elders like we think today. The word elder, that literally means bishops. So apostles and bishops and the brethren come together. We do that at COAB. We come together as apostles, as bishops, and the brethren. And the word brethren there is generic, both male and female. So we come together in COAB, good God from Zion, to mirror not any other group out there, but we come out here to mirror Jerusalem Council, Acts 15. One of the things that will be talked about this year at COAB in its canon law class, in its canon law review class, we will be talking about the Jerusalem Council, the Didache, the canons of Clement. You need to be there. I promise you, you need to be at COAB 2015. It's going to be an awesome event. So, we're carbon copy, emphatically and indubitably, we are not a copy of any other Congress, any other college out there. We are the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. And that's what we are, we're nothing more, we're nothing less, we're not a mimic, we're not a copy, we're not trying to be Roman Catholic, we're not trying to be Orthodox, we're not trying to be Oriental, we are trying to be the church. That's what we're trying to be. We are trying to be the one church of the Lord Jesus Christ that is called both one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Lord have mercy. Let the church say amen. Amen, amen.
Amen.
You got something you want to talk about, add to that part?
To answer that portion, you have to be real and aggressive about it. And so let us be real and let us be aggressive about this carbon copy accusation or assumption. Respectfully, the North American Bishops' Congress. Respectfully, the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. Respectfully, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Respectfully, what used to be SCOBA, which is the Eastern Orthodox group. Respectfully, what is called SCOOCH, which is the Oriental Orthodox Conference of Bishops. Respectfully, we're none of those. We're none of those. Respectfully, they stand, they all exist, and there are a couple more. We're not Lambeth. We're not trying to be Lambeth. We're not trying to use them as an example. We are who we are to be. We are our own assignment. We are our own synod. We respect those others that exist, and we respect the God-given, their God-given work, but we're not them. It's just that simple. We are not them. We are the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. We do have dialogue with members from other and from others of them. We are not a part of the WCCAC, but we are engaging in dialogue. We are beginning to engage in dialogue with others from such. We're not them. We're not trying to be them. We're not trying to mirror them. Rather, we would rather work with some of them. We would rather work with many of these to the glory of God the Father. Again, I stress that, just as Bishop Henry stressed that. We're not trying to be anything except what God told us to be.
Right. Amen to that. Oh, we got 9 minutes. So let's see, can we run through the rest of these? What makes COAB different? I think we have already covered that pretty much. We have really covered that. What does COAB believe in women in ministry? We most certainly do. We have women bishops. We have women apostles who are, and women clerics, be they deacons and be they presbyters, we have them in COAB. COAB has organization. Now, granted, we may have one organization, I think, that may not sanction women's in ministry that is connected. But the idea that we have a concordat, if you go to our website, you can read it. Our concordat says that we will respect each other's differences. We will honor each other. When we come together, we won't. If we don't believe in a certain thing, we're not going to get there in front of the Congress and argue with each other about, you got women's ministry, you're going to hell. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Now, we will stand for truth. Don't get me wrong. We will stand for truth. We will stand for truth and stand on truth. But something as simple, we're not going to fight it, but we got women's in ministry. We got plenty of women's in ministry that are part of COAB, be they women bishops and women apostles. We have them in COAB. We have women deacons who are part of communions that are connected to COAB. We have women presbyters who are part. Now, I know this may offend some of our brothers of the ancient faith who don't believe in women's in ministry. They don't mind women being apostles because they, like St. John Chrysostom, believe women could be an apostle. They believe women can be prophetess, but they don't believe women can be priests, what we call presbyters. Some of us call presbyters, some call priests among us. And so they don't believe that. So for some of them to call women presbyters, to call women bishops, is offensive. Even to call women deacons is offensive. We do believe in women's ministry. Do we believe in apostles? Yes. Myself, Apostle Green, besides both of us being bishops, guess what? Like Timothy and Titus, like Paul, like Peter, like James, can I name the whole crew? They were a Barnabas. For instance, people always say Paul was never a bishop. They didn't read Acts chapter 13 because Paul is called a prophet teacher. The teacher in the Bible is the same as the bishop because there was no different teacher besides the bishop. The bishop is the pastor. He's the teacher. He's told to feed the church. So Paul already was a bishop. Acts chapter 13, verse 1. He's there. Barnabas is one. Before they became apostles, they are called prophet teachers or prophet bishops. So watch that. So then we believe in that. I'm an apostle. He's an apostle. We're both bishops. So we definitely believe in the apostle. Does COAB has a 5-year plan? Yes, we do. If you're a member of COAB or if you plan to attend COAB, you will probably see the 5-year plan in the syllabus this year. That plan is literally geared to, I'm not sure, I don't know if I want to put it in the syllabus or just keep it aside and just hand it on to the members only. Either way, it's going to be given out at the Congress this year to every person who considers to be a member of the Congress at least. It's going to tell what we got to do, where we going, where we at now, where we going, and where we at now, where we've been, where we at now, and where we're going. Because COAB is more than just a group of people that come together once a year to train leaders. More. We do train leaders. You can ask Apostle Green. We do train leaders. But we do more than that because Apostle Green is our chief ecumenical officer, and he has initiated talks with the old Catholics who are descended from Carlos Duarte Costa. We have initiated talks with the OCA and other groups. And so, yes, COAB does more than just train leaders. Does COAB certified clergy? It just depends on what type of clergy. Usually, the lesser clergy are certified through the various communions. Bishops can be certified through COAB, either through recommendation from their communions, or if they come and they're trying to be established and organized, they can be set up that way too, going through our processes. This year, we are instituting a ordination consecration board that's going to vet anybody coming through COAB as a bishop, as apostle, as a primate that wants COAB affirmation and certification and establishment. And then for also any other bishop that any Congress member would like for us to vet for them and for their ordination process to train them, we're going to have a board for that. Will COAB hand out certificates? Yes, we will. We have not started yet, but we will hand out certificates. We will hand out certificates to those who attended our first year Congress and attended the very classes. It will state that they attended the first year Congress and they took these classes and then they completed, they attended, completed, and then we're going to do something for last year for those who attended as well. I'm not sure we're going to give them out this year or whatever, but we will have a certificate. We have not finished critiquing the whole thing, but COAB has a cycle of study. Does not mean that we're going to go back and reteach everything like we already taught it, because there's more to teach on every subject we have taught. But we are developing a cycle of study so that when you come into COAB, that you go through it through a certain time, and at the end of it, you can say, I have a certificate of completion for this program right here. And hopefully in the near future that when we get this certificate thing started, our classes will also, our Congress will count towards seminary credit or college credit at some school. And hopefully we'll be able to get that done in the next 3 to 5 years. That's one of the major goals. Not just that, but we plan, and Pastor Green can talk about that, we plan to have a school of our own. On it, does COCAF have a social service arm? We are developing that right now because we believe if we're going to be the church, we got to take care of the poor, we got to take care of the needy, we got to do all this stuff. And this year at COAB, we will feed at least one family, if not more, a month worth of groceries this year at COAB. If you want to support, you're more than welcome to donate to it and be a part of what we're trying to do. With that said, Green, you got something to say in these last 2 minutes that we got left on this particular thing as we deal with the facts about COAB.
Well, as you've shown, as you stated, COAB is not just some run-of-the-mill organization. We're not one-dimensional. We're actually a synod of bishops. We're not even two-dimensional. We are people. We have multiple gifts, and we are trying to utilize all the gifts and talents that each member brings to the table. So if you have the gift, you have the talent, and you desire unity, come to COAB.
Amen to that, and amen to that again. Come join, come be a part, come and experience. COAB is an experience. If you listen to, and hopefully we'll be able to do that this year, have some videos from some of the attendees this year, COAB, got 90 seconds, COAB is an experience. It is an experience. Do you hear me? It is an experience. Everybody that attended can tell you when they attended that they wanted it to have to start all over again after it ended. They didn't want it to stop because each session was prophetic. Each session was apostolic. Each session, as Bishop Gruber, I hope you don't mind me quoting him, but he said something on his conference call this past weekend. He said something that just blessed me. He said, I enjoy COAB, and he said they took classes that should have been technical, and you doing a lot of technical stuff, and they preached those classes out. They taught them, and they really inspired, and anointing was flowing, and everything else. COAB is an experience. Join us this year for the experience. All this month of October, you can still register. July until August the 1st. After August the 1st, registration go up from $100 to $150. As long as this month is in session and August the 1st is still hadn't reached here, registration is still $100. Get your registration in and become a part of what God is doing. I'm running out of time. Got about five or ten seconds here. And you have been listening to the Apostolic Voice. I've been Bishop Henry and joined by Apostle Green. Come this year. Experience this for yourself. and see what difference COAB will make in your life and in your ministry and in your organization. God bless you. You have a great evening and great day.